This portion of Art to Art is being brought to you by Zunick Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're all dug out. It was quite a snow. I wasn't quite ready for all that, but I have to tell you, driving into the station here this morning, coming over the Pigeon Hills, the trees and everything, it's just beautiful. You know, it's like we don't get a snow like this that's often that really clings to every little branch. So it's really gorgeous. Although I have to tell you, my husband for the first time said to me, you know, if we could afford it, he said, I'd be in Florida tomorrow. So needless to say, he's tired of snow blowing. We have a really long driveway and he is really tired of snow blowing. And I have to tell you, he is not a hot weather guy. So for him to say we'd be in Florida, I said, be careful what you wish for, honey. You never know when that Powerball's coming in, right, everybody? So this morning, I want to tell you about a couple really fun events I have coming up. The first one is called Opening Your Intuition, and it's a new class, and it's for the people who say they have gut feelings that are just right. You know things, and you just don't know how or why. If you're one of those, this class is for you, because we are all psychic. We all have the power to connect with spirit for daily guidance, so stop doubting yourself and build your skills in a supportive and upbeat atmosphere. Take the first step in spiritual and psychic development and join us for this fun class. It's being held Saturday, February 22nd, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Eichelberger Professional Center in Hanover, Pennsylvania. So there's just a few seats left for this class, so call soon if you're interested. My office number is 717-968-5289. Again, that's 717-968-5289. And then coming up in March, we're going to do a repeat of an event we had last year that was so fun. It's called Cooking with Spirit. And you've seen her on Channel 43, Fox 43, Chef Donna Desfour of There's a Chef in My Kitchen will be my co-host for this special event titled Cooking with Spirit. It's going to be a fun afternoon of tasting and creating a delicious food, New Orleans style. Oh, I got a frog in my throat. Plus, we're going to be doing an intimate group reading with everybody there, connecting to loved ones, angels, and spirits guides. And we'll finish the day by enjoying all the fine cooking we did that afternoon. So if cooking's not your thing, don't worry, no worries. You can just come and watch and enjoy and learn all kinds of great tips on how to use the things that you have in your kitchen to make a fabulous meal. The date, again, is Sunday, March 9th, and it's going to be held in Mechanicsburg, PA, at the Bolivar Onion Tasting Room, which is Donna's special location. So I have to tell you, this popular event fills really quickly. So if you're interested, give me a call to reserve your space. Again, that number is 717-968-5289. Or you can email me at JL, which is my initials, at JackieLeBeau.com, JackieLeBeau.com. So two fun things coming up, so mark your calendars and come on out and join us. And this morning, we have a very special guest. I'm very happy to have her on. We actually got snowed out the other week. But it's Kathy Harner, who is a registered nurse and astrologer. She is also the founder and co-creator of Voices of the Goddess. So Kathy brings to her work over 25 years of experience in several fields of metaphysics. She is a professional consultant in feminine-centered astrology and tarot divination. She has studied with Dimitri George, who is this country's leading expert and researcher in the field of asteroids, which is directly related to the reemerging of the sacred feminine. She is also certified woman wisdom teacher, and at present, Kathy continues to counsel, teach, heal, and lecture in the Harrisburg area with the mission to be a voice for the goddess in restoring and claiming of our divine feminine wisdom. So, with no further ado, welcome, Kathy. Hello.
Hi there.
There you are. So, We're so great to have you on here. So, Kathy, tell me, did your interest in astrology start before or after you became a registered nurse?
Oh, well, let's see. It was after, definitely, but rather early in my life. I was in my late 20s when I started to, you know, like you spoke about intuition.
Mm-hmm.
I always was a very intuitive person and, you know, always kind of knew things. And
right, you just knew there was more to this than...
Right,
yeah.
I knew there was more to what's going on planet Earth than we were being told.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, you know, I was always open to new thoughts and alternative thinking, I would say. You know, I wasn't afraid to stretch beyond what I had grown up and being taught. I was open to learning new things.
Right, you just had an open-minded view on how to go through life.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now, you know, astrology, when we say astrology, everybody automatically thinks of the horoscopes they see in the newspaper. And, of course, that is not what astrology truly is it?
No, it's not. It's a very watered-down version, I would say. And it's called the divine science. It's also called the science of kings.
It's actually the oldest science there is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very ancient. And as a matter of fact, for those who are of the Christian persuasion, if you remember, Christ was born under a star and was, the three kings, the three wise men,
right?
were astrologers from the East.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Even in the biblical story of Christ, you know, that shows it's a science, a divine science, again, that it's the science of the soul. And it shows that each person has a very special path that God has given them. You know, there's nothing demonic or anything like that about it. It's a divine science that shows the divinity of each person.
I like that.
We all come with a purpose.
You know, that's the first time anybody's ever explained it that way, Kathy. And I think that's it's a nice way for people to think of it and to understand it, that it sort of is, you know, the divine plan.
Exactly. And that's, I feel, part of my role as a professional astrologer is to debunk the garbage that's all around it and making it a work of the devil and all that stuff. Nothing devilish about it at all. It's divine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Did you have a question for me?
No, go ahead.
Okay, what I was going to launch into, Jackie, was today, you know, I was talking about the individual having a soul and having a divine plan. Well, there is an aspect of astrology, which is I'm going to be operating out of today, which is called mundane astrology. And it's about the divinity of the whole plan for the earth. I mean, God has a plan, and there is the unfoldment and the evolution of humanity, all of us. So when I'm talking today and I say we, I'm going to be talking about the collective we, all of us, humanity.
Right, humanity, and, I like that.
Yeah.
For today, and I want to let everybody know, because Kathy, I'm going to have you come back and talk more about astrology, but today we're going to do our last installment of 2014 possibilities from the astrological viewpoint, right?
Absolutely, yes. And that's what I was leading up to. I'm going to be talking about the big trends, the trends that are influencing all of us, you know, and how it's going to influence the unfoldment of what's happening on planet Earth these days. And again, it's the possibility. You know, it's the possibility. So anyway, would you like me to start launching into that?
Let's roll. Let's see. And like I said to you earlier, I said, so I hope the possibilities are telling us we're going to have better weather.
Oh, don't set me up for that, Jackie. But I will talk about that a little bit.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, so as I start this, I always, not always, but over the past year or so, I like to kind of just do a little retrospective and go back to 2012, to December 21st, 2012, because that was a very big turning point in humanity. It has been predicted by many cultures. Of course, the Mayans, the end of the Mayan calendar, but like the Indians, the Hopi, the Egyptians, the Persians, India, Tibet, all the great cultures of the world have pointed to this moment in humanity's evolution and planetary evolution as a great turning point. And it's been called by the Hopi the time of great purification, the great shift of the ages. In the Bible, it's predicted as the 1,000 years of peace, or also there's the new golden age or the Aquarian age. Well, it's all coming about now. And what has happened is humanity has reached a point where we are expected, and I mean that by our Creator, to have a little spiritual maturity now. Now, we have been given many lessons, and many great teachers and great saviors have come to this planet to tell us God's message of how he wants us to live. And now we're expected to live that way, to start really doing it, not just hearing the lessons, but actually
putting it in practice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that is what the lessons that are happening now are all about. And what we're seeing is endings and beginnings, and there are some planets that are very much influencing that. And that's what we're going to look at. I always say an astrologer is a cosmic trends analyst. So we're going to look at the trends of the planets.
Okay.
So we have the planet Uranus, which is the planet of change and revolution and innovation and pioneering new things. And it has moved into the sign of Aries, which is also a very fiery planet about new beginnings. And if you want to think about a way that manifested with humanity, if you think about the Arab Spring, when Uranus moved into Aries, bingo, that started. Those people started to revolt. They started to say, I'm tired of being oppressed. I'm tired of being held down. I'm tired of not having my individual freedom. And so that was a very classic example of what started to happen. And so that planet is very much influencing us. Also, the planet Pluto is kind of conjoined and operating in tandem with Uranus. And Pluto is the great transformer. And how Pluto operates is it finishes off things that are no longer relevant or no longer serving us. And it transforms our lives so that we can start anew. It's a rebirthing kind of a process.
Okay.
So we're in this revolutionary, rebirthing, transformational process that's happening now. And okay. So we see that. And what Pluto does, too, is it brings things up from the depths, things that are behind the scenes. So we're seeing politicians come down. Classic example now. Governor Christie. I mean, things are coming up about him. He's being raised to the level of being on the national scene, but really, should we?
So, Kathy, are you saying it's bringing things up that were hidden or bringing things up that just maybe weren't known? Or I guess it could be the same.
Well, there's hidden things, but we can't hide anymore.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
And it's bringing the truth up. It's bringing the truth up so we can see the truth that's going on and operate from truth when we make decisions in our lives. And that's personal through, these global and national kind of things going on. So it's kind of like a thrashing machine.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kathy, that's when you think about it as a culture, we're really not that open, and there's a lot of things that we hide, from each other. So the fact that things are going to be coming up and coming out might be startling for some.
Well, and if I could cite a few more examples, because Pluto's in the sign of Capricorn, which is the sign of the larger social structures, like government.
Okay.
Like the church, like the educational system, like the political system. So those systems can no longer go along as normal, because what's going to come up now is the things that need to be changed, that need to be transformed. And so, classic example is the Catholic Church. I mean, look what's coming up there. We're finding out there's some pretty nasty things going on there. And so, you know, we have to look at these things, and we have to change them if we're going to truly, you know, be Christ-like and do what is right for each other. We have to face these.
Right, so it's bringing things to the light to give us the opportunity to make moves for the positive.
Exactly. And you know what? It's up to us, the mm-hmm. collective us, the we, the big we, the 7 billion people on the planet. It's up to us to do it. The Hopi have a saying, which I always like to quote, is, we are the ones we've been waiting for. You know, we've had all the great teachers come in, and there's more coming, but it's up to us to make these changes. We can't sit back and say, oh, let the government do it, for God's sake. We've got to start doing it ourselves now. We have to reach out to each other and be the arms and the hands of the Christ consciousness. You know?
Great. So, Kathy, so hold on to that thought, because we're going to be right back after this short message.
Sure.
Okay.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Any auto mechanic will tell you.
It's time to go back to Jackie LeBeau and Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, everybody, we're back. And just a reminder, my guest this morning is Kathy Harner, a registered nurse, astrologer, and founder and co-creator of Voices of the Goddess. And Kathy, we were just talking about some of the things going on in astrology and how they are relating to current affairs. And I know there's something coming up with Neptune too, right?
Absolutely, yes. I call this our salvation.
Okay, I'm liking that.
Neptune is the planet of our questing to know the divine, questing to know the nature of God, really. Mm-hmm. And then the sign Pisces is the sign that it rules. And Pisces is very much about spirituality and seeking oneness and, you know, just a lot of very beautiful things. So this planet moving Neptune moving into Pisces creates divine love, the quest for divine love. And it will, and I think we're seeing it too, we're reaching out to each other to connect. And as, you know, people have problems, we're helping each other. And that is going to be the key. Because remember, we're the ones we've been waiting for. It's us reaching out to each other and saying, you're my brother, you're my sister, I will help you. You've lost your job. Come move in with me, you know, and I personally, I just did that. I just helped somebody that went through that. We have to open our hearts to each other. When we love one another as brother and sister, it's very hard to go to war with somebody. You know, it's very hard to create all this hatred and dissension and saying, well, you don't believe exactly what I do, so I don't like you. You know, we have to see our common humanity, and this configuration of planet and sign is going to do that because we are going to have compassion for each other and care about each other. And so this is a very crucial planet, like a planetary configuration, because this is what I say is going to be literally our salvation. Because we will help each other through these difficult times of transformation and change that are happening.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. So everything is set up in God's plan for us to be successful, you know, for humanity to rise above, you know, its problems and its weaknesses. You know, we can be weak. You know, we can not express ourselves at our highest level all the time. But now the opportunity is there for us to do that, to rise above the things that have held us back. So those are like the three major planetary influences that are happening right now on a big scale, the big trends that are happening. I'd like to talk just quickly about the planet Jupiter,
okay,
which is no small matter. Cause
no. Isn't that the biggest planet?
Yeah, it's the biggest planet.
No small matter.
And Jupiter is about growth and abundance and expansion. And it influences us in our societal interactions. So Jupiter has been passing through the sign of Cancer. And so that has had a lot to do with the family and has to do with home. And so we have seen, let's talk about how we've seen that. I don't know about you, but I have seen healing within families. You know, some families have been, you know, arguing with each other. And I've seen people reaching out in their own family to heal issues and that sort of thing. So that's happening.
That's a good thing because, you know, I mean, I'm sure you bump into that a lot too, Kathy, but there's a lot of pain out there that's caused by rifts in families, and I get that a lot in my work as a medium. So I'm really happy to hear that this is a time when people are going to start to see those changes and that healing.
Yes, I am too, and yes, I have been seeing that, Jackie, in my counseling. Now, Jupiter stays in the sign for a year, so it went in June of last year, and it's going to be in Cancer till July, so we'll continue to see that theme. But then it shifts into the sign of Leo, which Leo is the sign of leadership, and it's a fire sign. So what it has to do now is I feel, this is a prediction, I feel we're going to start to see more exalted leadership. I think we're pretty tired of the leaders that we have had. They have been very disappointing. You know, I think Congress has like an 8% or even less than that approval rating. So I think we're going to start to see the rise of true exalted spiritual leaders.
Great. Because I think everybody is at that point. We want people to work together.
Exactly.
You know, for the greater good. And the only way that you can do that is that you step forward and look for compromise and ways to make things work.
Exactly. So be watching for that, you know, that we're going to see new leaders stepping on the world scene and on our national scene. Oh, can I give a perfect example of that?
Yes, please do.
Of the goddess and the sacred feminine. Do you know Marianne Williamson?
Yes. Oh, yeah, she's running. She's running for Congress, isn't she?
Exactly. There's a very enlightened woman running for, you know, to influence, you know, her area where she's living in California.
Right.
So there's a perfect example that's happening now of a enlightened person who does not advocate war and, you know, that sort of thing. So we're going to start to see more like her on the scene. So let's all absolutely pray for that.
Yeah, pray that I'm with you there.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's see. What else would I like to share with you? We, back to sort of more of a general thing. Oh, you want to talk about weather.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping you were going to say good things, but... But okay, give it to us, Kathy. What do the stars tell us about weather coming?
Well, for one thing, when an astrologer looks at weather, because you can do predictive things with that, we look at the elements. The planets are ruled by, you know, water, fire, air, and earth.
Okay.
So right now we have a preponderance of planets in water signs. And what have we seen? We've seen the flooding in the Philippines, you know, we've had flooding, you know, in our own country.
Yeah, we've had rain all year.
Yes, and even though it's snow is really
rain,
solidified water.
Right.
So we've had a lot of the water element in our, you know, what's happening down here on Earth.
Right.
Now, and also Jupiter has a lot to do with weather. So with Jupiter shifting into a fire sign, we are probably, unfortunately, going to start to see a little more drought now.
You know, I was just going to tell you, well, at least if we're having all this water, at least we're not having drought. I was like speaking too soon, so we're moving into fire, so it's going to dry up, huh?
Yeah, so we're going to see a little more of that, too, although California is having drought now, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, unfortunately, the weather is going to remain a little tumultuous. And let me also interject our care of our planet.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one where we need to step up. We're the ones we've been waiting for. We have to think about what we're doing to our environment, what we're doing to our planet. You know, we can't be digging into her with the fracking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There, you know, that's harming her. She is an entity. She is a living being. If she wasn't alive, she could not produce life from her. So there could not be living things on her. So we have to treat her as our mother, Mother Earth.
Right.
Oh, and take care of the oceans and take care of the forest. And, you know, that's another very important thing, because she's getting a little mad that we're hurting her.
Right. Yeah. It's just a time for respect.
Yes, absolutely. Very good way to put it, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
We have to see her as our mother and care for her, if we're going to expect her to continue to allow us to live on her, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a big piece of our weather, you know, of what's happening. We, you know, as we upset the weather patterns and upset the energy flows on the planet, our weather becomes more chaotic. And so let's all do our part to take care of her. You know, it's very important. Without her, we don't have any place to live.
So we can have some impact too on that by just showing a little more respect.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So that's the big theme. I want to just go back over a little bit about our big mission here, and that is we are in this timeline of converging, and we are like the first generation of humanity that has the opportunity now to make this change. We have, there's more free will involved now. We can take our will and start applying it to transforming and becoming like circuit breakers, you know, break the old bad things that have been going on and change them into new, more positive things. We can literally become evolutionary pioneers.
Right, it's choices.
Yes. We can positively influence the evolution of the planet now. And I also, as I travel about in this time, because it's this time of year people call on me to come and do lectures and things, I tell people that they need to make their New Year's resolution. And we've just passed through the Chinese New Year, so we can make it on that New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
To do your part. Everybody has a special part of humanity. That, you know, some people, it's animals like you. You know, mm-hmm. you're an animal communicator. And so maybe you want to really help out with animals. Or maybe, you know, yours is women and children. Or maybe it's, the Wounded Warrior Program. Find some part of humanity where you can put your energy and your time, and just, if it's just 1 hour a week, to benefiting mankind. You know, this would be the way we could use that Neptune in Pisces, that caring about each other and that compassion.
Yeah, step forward and be that voice.
Exactly. Voice of the goddess.
Yeah, exactly, Kathy. So now we're running short, so let's tell people how they can find you.
Okay. Well, I actually work out of a metaphysical bookstore in New Cumberland called The Inner Connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am there on a weekly basis and do readings there. And if you would be interested in a personal reading where I could look at your divine plan, your astrology chart, and give you advice specifically about, the trends and the flow of what's happening in your life, you could call there. And
what's that number, Kathy?
It's 774.
Mm-hmm. 717-774.
4874.
4874.
And what I would need to do your chart is I need your month, day, and year of birth. I need your time of birth to make it as accurate as possible. And then also the city and state you were born in.
Okay.
So that's the information that I need to create the astrology chart.
All right. Wonderful, Kathy. So we're really out of time. So I want to thank you so much for coming on this morning. And I want to tell everybody that Kathy will be coming back to give us some more information just in general about astrology, since it is the master science. And we'll see you then. Okay. Thanks again, Kathy.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, real quick, I'm happy to tell you next week I have a fellow animal communicator and psychic medium, Robinette Meyer, will be joining us. She is also one of the Lisa Williams certified readers, as I am, so I'm going to be happy to have her come on. And again, if you're interested in any of the classes I have coming up, or you just want to set up an appointment for yourself, call my office at 717-968-5289 or email me at jl@jackielebeau.com. Okay, everybody, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening in.